Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Today, we have the pleasure of a conversation with Paul Skydema. He's the Executive Director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you again, Casey.
Well, I am pleased to be with you as well. It's always refreshing to me because, you know, Paul, I love the way your mind works. We do have the deadline coming for our Community and Economic Development Fund grants. So maybe you could put this into context for us. We've been doing this a while. What are just your thoughts about this? The deadline is soon near us.
Yep, the deadline for the applications is Wednesday, November 3rd. 5 o'clock for those who are down to the last minute procrastinators, like I was in college.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes you do your best work under pressure.
Yeah.
And this is a really cool program. And you know, the Economic Development Alliance is really proud to be a part of this with the Lincoln County Commissioners. It's a program that goes back to 2001. And over the last, you know, 19 to 20 years, over $2.7 million has been granted out to local nonprofits and municipalities and governmental units. Yeah. It's really a great example of locally generated dollars going out and back into the community to do a world of good. And those funds are coming from, you know, some of the video game machines and things like that in the unincorporated areas of the county. But they're being focused on this program, which allows organizations to really stand up some projects that they maybe otherwise couldn't do. And, you know, the system's been designed, I think, since the get-go to be relatively easy to access for these nonprofits. You know, if anyone's out there has really lived in the world of grant writing, sometimes that is an arduous, terrifying process. And having just lived through submitting an EDA grant, you know, it turns your hair white. And to the credit of Lincoln County, they've made it a pretty easy access because it's more about getting that money to the project where it can do good as quickly and efficiently as possible. So this year, it's kind of cool because there's, you know, it varies year to year, but there's $130,000 in the pool for this year's grant cycle. And it's focusing on economic development and community development grants. And a lot of times people are like, well, are those the same thing? What is that? They definitely are hand in hand. Economic development is a little bit more focused specifically on what's going to bring more jobs, more revenue, tax revenue, more income to families, more higher paying jobs, things like that. Community development is really kind of about the quality of life, you know, and it starts at those Maslow's hierarchy of needs with housing and food and shelter and all of those things. But it goes all the way up to those intangible quality of life things like, is this a good community to raise your kids in? And you start to see how those two things are together, because if you're looking to attract a business here or attract a family with some workers in it into our area, you've got to have the good education system. You've got to have the social service support network. They do go hand in hand. And this grant program looks at both of those. There's a little bit of a nudge a little bit more towards the economic development front, because there really is the need to help create and retain jobs locally, and especially raise those wages. You know, we always hear about the housing challenges here, and they're up and down the coast, they're across the country. There's two ways to solve that problem. There's more units of all kinds and make sure they're affordable, or raise the wages so there's more options. And, you know, when we're wearing our economic development hats, we're looking at the raising the wages and things like that. So this grant program is available to local nonprofits or regional nonprofits, as long as if they get awarded, those funds are spent in Lincoln County for Lincoln County residents, you know, for their benefit, or governmental units, you know, educational units, school system, the community college, you know, fire districts, water planning districts, all of those can apply. And it's basically looking at, can this money help leverage perhaps some other local money that these organizations are looking at? And can it deliver something impactful? Mm. These aren't huge, huge grants. It's a maximum of $15,000. But there's going to be a little change in this program that we'll talk about in a few. But, you know, the folks who are evaluating this, and that's our board of directors, really like to see that an organization is bringing in resources from multiple sources. You know, and hopefully the grant that they would get through this program helps leverage maybe some of their own dollars and maybe one or two other grant funds, so that that project can scale a little bit bigger and be a little bit more impactful. So it's really, it's a wonderful program, and it's just something that, you know, we're thrilled to be a part of. And it's kind of an exciting time of the year because you kind of end your year seeing what cool things these organizations want to do for the next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, exciting. We're talking to Paul Skydema. This is a good point for us to take our first break. Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County, he's the executive director. When we come back, we'll talk more about the grant fund opportunity, so stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment. Paul Skydema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County, he's the executive director. There is an opportunity for the community. This is the Community and Economic Development Grant Fund. Now, a few days ago, you had a virtual workshop basically to give people pointers on applying.
Yeah, and really the way it works is, you know, it was myself and Christy Peter from the county, and both of us work in supporting roles on this grant program. We don't get a vote of who gets the money, but we are, I see our role as advocates for the applicants. Okay. To try to help them craft the best application possible. And so we had this online workshop to help a number of the nonprofits locally just to kind of understand a little bit more about some of the rules and regulations, some of the boring stuff, also how the grant's scored by our board of directors, and also some tips to deliver a more concise, more successful application. And, you know, some of those things are, you know, you've got to be a little tighter on your wordsmithery. You don't want to try to do everything in the kitchen sink in your grant application. Focus on a couple key things that you can actually deliver upon. And also, you know, we've been working with our board and the commissioners, and Christy and I have been working to make these applications better each year. And, you know, and part of that is now there's a short, you know, you could either call it an executive summary or a short project description that you have to put together. One of our tips is do that last. Don't start with it. Do your whole application and then summarize things into that short 200-word snippet of what you want to do. And the real thing, too, is to be kind of careful when you're putting together your budgeting. And that was the thing we spent a lot of time on, is these aren't complicated budgets because they're not multi-million dollar grants, but it's got to be pretty clear where the money's going and how spending that money delivers a result, that there's some kind of output that comes out of this money and that it creates a benefit for the community. And really, that's what we're trying to see, is what that connection is. Yeah. And that's one of the things that our board looks at when they're rating these applications. And that workshop wasn't mandatory. It's optional, but they do get a little point kicker if they attended that workshop.
Yeah, good.
So there's just a little incentive to have those organizations there. And some organizations, you know, have applied many times to this program, so they know how it works.
Gotcha.
Our job is to make it easier for those ones that might feel a little intimidated. And I think that worked. We had some really good questions, and there's going to be some exciting stuff coming.
Yeah, and this grant application, I mean, really, as you had said, simpler. I mean, it doesn't really exceed a couple pages, does it?
No, and it's all done online. You know, the other tip that we gave folks, and, you know, it took me a while to learn this, is when there's an online application, write it in some tool that's not online and then copy and paste it in there because, you know, you hit refresh on your page or something like that. It's like, it's all gone. I've fallen victim to that. it's simple. And yeah, pro tip, and you probably know this, is paste it first into a plain text editor, then paste into the web thing so you don't have all that garbage from Microsoft Word and the formatting and stuff like that. But it's those little tips like that that we're just trying to make it easier, not only for the applicants, but easier for our board who have to evaluate these applications. And one of our board of directors, he's been doing this for the last couple of years. He basically creates a scoring matrix, and every one of our directors, we have 13 directors, evaluates and scores each individual grant. Then we have a special board meeting to, you know, discuss and answer some questions and come to some recommendations, which then get presented to the commissioners. And it's the Lincoln County commissioners that make the final determination of the awardees. But usually they go with our board's recommendation. Yeah. They might come back with some questions or some adjustment of funding. But it's a really good teamwork process that we got going here.
Yeah, I think historically, commonly, I would say if they've had changes is they might throw a little more dollars towards one that was awarded. I think it's indicative, too, that you have provided good direction for what you're looking for. You're not going to call them, for example, if something is unclear. So it's important to get it right.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some stinkers that we get. Absolutely. And you know, sometimes you have to work a little bit to try to tease out what they're actually wanting to do. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you're like, this isn't probably, you don't feel confident that this is going to be a worthwhile investment of the county dollars, and then our board won't recommend it. So it's, you know, it's scoring, but you also, you know, there's a human factor in it as well to try to figure out, because you're trying to guess what that impact could be. And until it happens, you really don't actually know what that impact is. So, you know, that's why it's good to have multiple folks looking at these applications, and it's good to give these applicants every help we can to make them deliver the best application possible.
Yeah, and for those listening to us now, the criteria, I'm not sure we called it that specifically this year, but the guidance is on the county's website. So,
yep, right? Absolutely.
So people can tap that and walk through. And I think you gave this year, Paul, some examples of the scoring matrix, maybe, or something of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, you know, some of the things that our board is looking at that they score are, you know, what do they think the perceived impact of this project is? Does it leverage other partnerships? Is there some collaboration happening? Does it have sustainability, or can it get wrapped up? I mean, there's two different ways to look at a grant program. One is you're spending the money for a one-time impact that is positive that could last for a while, but then you're not carrying this over. Or other things might be a year-to-year thing, and this is kickstarting something. If that's what the grant is, they look at what's that future sustainability look like. And then it's, you know, the budgets. Do the numbers add up? Do they make sense? Does it look like it's realistic what they say they can do within that those budgetary figures? You know, if you're going to say we're going to build 15 new housing units and we're asking for $12,500, that's a big no. You know that those it doesn't pass that gut check, which is why, you know, every one of these criteria has a numerical score, but then our board discusses it as well.
Very thorough, I think. It is. It's exciting. I look forward to seeing who your board decides to award, and there's just a lot of hope here. Paul Skydema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Paul Skydema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. He is the executive director. In our first segment, we provided an overview of what the Community and Economic Development Grant Fund is. Then we jumped into what your board is looking for in a successful grant applicant. There is roughly $130,000 with $10,000 to $15,000 in the smaller awards. But this year, isn't there a larger award? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, what's really cool is that the commissioners have decided to try something a little new this year, which our board is very supportive of. We've talked back and forth for the last couple of years about doing something like this, which is taking a chunk of those grant funds and reserving that for one single larger grant. Mm. So out of the $130,000, $70,000 will go to these smaller grants of up to $15,000 per organization. But there will be one $60,000 grant that will look to do something more impactful in the realm of either broadband, childcare, or housing in Lincoln County. Okay. And that is really, really cool. And where those three things came from was back in last November, just about a year ago, we worked with the county commissioners to put together some economic development listening sessions. We had three of them, North County, Central County, and South County, with community leaders, business leaders, to really get a sense of what the priorities are throughout the county. And those three things, broadband, childcare, and housing, came up as the top three priorities of the municipal leaders in the business community. So that's why those subjects are there. So like for a broadband project, really these larger projects, for all of them, emphasis is really to be placed on having the highest potential for short-term impact how can you move the needle now, get some extra results. And so it's focused on one-time spending to move the ball forward in the project area. So what does that mean? Like in broadband, those would be projects that demonstrate some kind of measurable impact in either the access to or affordability of broadband.
Okay.
And specifically as it applies to utilizing broadband to create or retain local jobs. That could be something like wiring a place that could become office or software development. It could be buying devices that allow remote workers to be able to access the internet. It's probably not something like subsidizing costs for internet access, because that's one of those things that has an impact that's short term, but then it goes away.
Okay.
On the childcare front, it's looking at impact by creating an increased number of childcare slots for working parents in Lincoln County. That can go in different ways. That could be the creation of additional childcare facilities, location-based or home-based.
Okay.
It could be improving pathways to childcare careers, maybe even incentivizing some of the education for folks to get into that kind of entrepreneurial mindset and learn the skills that they need to start a business like that. And on the housing front, it's demonstrating a positive impact on either creating more affordability or an increase in measurable housing units, affordable housing units in Lincoln County. This one's going to require a little creativity because of the huge costs, and really, in all likelihood, this would be a grant that would supplement other funding in place that could be used to create a larger fund. Because, you know, if you're talking about a multi-using unit housing complex, that's in the millions of dollars, $60,000.
Yeah.
Can't do that from scratch. But it could rehab a couple houses, perhaps. There's a lot of different ways you could look at it. And really what the commissioners want to see, as well as our board, is some creativity. This is an opportunity to get some substantial funds to do something, and really the creativity and thinking outside of the box is encouraged here.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to try something out. And, you know, will this be part of the grant program forever going forward? We don't know. It kind of depends on who's going to come in, who's going to apply, and what kind of projects can be done. But I would bet if we see some, you know, an impactful awardee here, I would think that folks would want to keep this going. And so for this section of the program, it is one award for $60,000. The others are multiple awards up to $15,000. And, you know, we've seen all sorts of things. You know, there's a the Oregon Coast Community College did a got a successful grant to get a virtual welding machine so they could train welding without actually doing the welding.
Interesting.
You know, there was a study of the seawall for the Port of Newport where the Rogue Brewery is to see what they need to do to shore that up. You know, so that's economic development to support the retention of a business there. There was, you know, on the Community Development Fund, the Greater Toledo Pool Recreation District got just like $4,200. They didn't need $15,000 to put ADA entrances into some of their facilities.
Oh, right on.
So there's a lot of different ways that you could kind of see how this would work to create a better place to live or a better place to do business. And just kind of going over the deadlines again and where to get info here. The grant deadline is November 3rd. Our board, EDALC's board, will meet in early December to discuss the grant thing. So they review it over the month of November. And then we present our recommendations to the Lincoln County Commissioners on December 15th. Mm. And then they make the final decisions. What you could do is you just go to the county website, and if you do a search for grants, you'll see a link to the page for the Community Economic Development Grant Program, or you could just go to tinyurl.com/LC grant info, and it'll get you to the same place, depending on what kind of nerd you are and how you find your websites. but yeah, we're really excited. What's kind of cool is this new grant portal allows people to save their progress, and only when they're ready, they click the big green button and say submit. So we've already seen there's some grants in there that are being developed, and some of those projects look really cool.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for giving us an overview. And on the way out here, how do we find your organization's website?
Oh, that is very easy. Just go to businesslincolncounty.com and learn all you can about what we're trying to do to help the business and economic vitality here in Lincoln County. It's a passion of mine. It's a passion of our boards. And I love it when we can collaborate like we do with this grant program with the county or other organizations to make more impact happen.
Hopefully it'll be a good Christmas for many, or hopefully all of those that apply. Paul Skydema, thanks again for being on County Connections. Remember, go to Lincoln County's website, and we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.